This is Lena. How may I help you?
Hello, Lena. It is Grant again. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have Ruben here. He just had another quick question or two for you. I'm just going to hand over the headphones for you. All right, here
okay.
You go. Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, Elena. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Got a nice little deal our rep brought in here. We're actually competing with someone, so hopefully we can both win on it. So I just wanted to understand something. On our actual contract, we're fine with this contract saying Bank of Cardiff. We're white-labeled with you guys, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, if we use a scenario, does this customer write nothing due at signing?
Correct.
So, nothing due at signing. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So, I can just tell him, hey... So, if I want to him, I can tell him, hey, look, you have nothing due at signing, and then 35 remaining payments or 36 remaining payments?
How many... Oh, I thought you were doing 50. I thought you were doing...
Well, let's
are
say
we talking about the hospital?
We are. I might do 60. I might do 36. There's a few different offers he has on the table, but let's assume I did a... Let's just use 60. So say I did a zero down scenario. I said, look, it's sign and drive. You don't have to write me a check for anything. Nothing.
Right.
You don't have to write me a check for anything. Does that mean that then I can... If I did not want to do a contact payment, would it just be 60 remaining payments at X?
You can do... Yeah, it's been approved for the 62 months.
Okay.
So you can do two payments at the $99 and then 60 remaining.
Okay.
So they have a full term, you know, the full term. Or you can do it with two payments in advance, like the $299 rather, not in advance. I'm sorry. Two at $99 and then 58 remaining.
Okay, walk me through these numbers. So let's just say we fund this transaction today. We fund it today. You guys pre-fund this. He wants to do a PO, but I don't want to do that. We'll pre-fund. So say we pre-fund this transaction today.
Okay.
That means his first month would be September, and he'd have to pay $99, correct?
Correct.
And we could take interim between now and when that's due. And then November would be 99 months, and then he'd have... October would be 99 months, and then he'd have 58 remaining payments at X.
Correct.
Oh, okay. If I want, can I just do 60 remaining payments at X?
Yeah.
If that's easier? Okay. So I have the authority to do one at 99, zero at 99, but this is true sign and drive. Nothing due at signing, just your signature.
Absolutely.
And if I use the 36-month term, I can do the same thing.
You can do anything under 62 months.
So if I want to do 55 months here, I could.
Yes. You
can we do that on any deal with Marlin?
What was that?
Can we do that on any term with Marlin, or is that on just specific deals?
No, it's anytime you want a deferred, that will have to be approved, like or the $99 touch payments, like that kind of thing.
But
I
can do like a 29-month term if I normally wanted to,
yeah.
As long as the numbers make sense. Okay, that's
as long
cool.
as it's not under 24 months, because after under 24 months, the rates change.
Great. Let me ask you one other question.
Yeah.
If we can sell it, can we, like, so one of the sources we work with, let's say it's a 36-month term, and let's say the customer has a great approval and we've got a good relationship and, you know, we feel like we can sell it. Can we discount more, like, example, one of the sources we work with is say, hey, look, on a 60-month term, as long as we get our yield, we don't care. So if we do a 60-month term, we can write it as six payments down and 54 remaining, and we're taking the first payment and then the last five, and then the source is getting the effective yield on that remaining 55 months. Is that okay? Or can we only take two payments in commission at two payments as... Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that, but I would double check for you.
All right.
We've had people that wanted to take like 10% down, you know, as the first payment. So I don't see a problem. We do... we've done deals where it's a prepaid purchase option kind of thing.
So you could do like 10% down plus last if you wanted to and get more commission.
Yeah, you can. Let me double check on the how you would do that on the number of payments, because I think what you would do is, you know how, let me see, because the documents, I'm thinking from a document perspective.
So on this one, when we make docs, if we do the two at 99, we would just have our document say two payments at 99, 58 at X, or one payment at 99, 59 at X. And we can just do that with like an addendum or something, I assume.
Yeah, there's a Schedule B that I sent over to Grant.
Okay, cool. Can you do me a favor? Can you send that to our funding department as well? And just have the email say, you know, just spoke to Ruben and Grant. Please use this document if you are doing anything that has contact or non-traditional payments.
Okay.
Anything exciting I should know, by the way, to shoot you guys some more business?
What's exciting? Let me see.
Oh, I actually have a question for you.
Sure.
What is your thought process? So we get a tremendous amount of restaurant equipment financing.
Okay.
We're not talking about like crap quality restaurants. We're talking about people that have good credit, good businesses, some real relationships. For example, we have a Korean barbecue restaurant right now where they're a franchise and they're starting a second location. The name's a little different, but same basic concept. We've got them 100K approval. We're full disclosure with our sources. We're breaking the deal up into two chunks.
Okay.
Can you guys do app only on those deals, or does that not? Some people say yes. Some people say no.
You mean knowing that you have something with someone
knowing,
else? Is that what
knowing,
you're saying?
Both scenarios. So basically, if I have a second location, there's a few basic questions. Second location restaurant. If the name stays the same, what amount can I do? If the name is slightly different, does that influence the approval? Like, does that influence the approval? I'll give you an idea. John's Burritos. He's been in business 6 years. He's starting John's Mexican Seafood. Same type of food, same owner, same city, slightly different name.
That's an expansion, basically.
Most of our programs will consider an expansion. Some people will say, if the corporation or DPA are different in any chance, we won't touch it. So, with your rates, I think you guys would get a lot of business if that's something you can entertain. We're literally looking for fast approvals and basically how much. Are you comfortable with 50? Most of these files are app only. So I think instead of gathering, if you're going to tell me, hey, Ruben, don't send anything over for 50, we would just say, hey, look, we've got 100K approved that we're taking down. Are you guys okay with a quick 50? That's kind of a general idea I would have.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And that is definitely something we can do.
Okay.
We can do expansions. You know, as long as obviously the original location is, you know, the good time and enough time in business for the dollar amount.
What is the time? Okay, and we would do cross corps at the corporation if it's a different like holding company for lease purposes.
Yeah, and we'd be comfortable. I would say probably up to about $75,000.
Okay, that's helpful.
It's really dependent on the credit, of course, but you know.
We would only send you deals that I think have very good credit.
Okay. I like
you know, it. 750 FICOs, solid time business. Not a guy who's you know I make the best burritos in the world, so I'm going to start a business and I'm going bankrupt. Not that kind of customer.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Cool. All right. So I think this makes sense now in the T value, and so if we ever do, and I think what Grant was maybe not understanding or needs a little clarification on. So if we did he needs more clarification. He it's a new concept for him. If we did a contact payment of 2x99, the customer's only writing a check for $99, not because the second 99 is going to be billed in the future. Is that correct?
Say it again?
Let's just say not this deal. Let's say we do another deal. It's a 60-month term, and I do one payment at $99, 59 at X. The customer writes just Bank of Cardiff a check for $99.
Yeah.
But since that number, if that number is going into the T value, you just subtract that from our commission, correct?
Correct.
So, no, I just want to make sure he understands that no check ever actually gets written to Marlin when it comes to docs.
That's correct.
Okay, cool. I appreciate your help. I will get on this.
No problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Elena. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ruben.